All right, well, the World Economic Forum says you're fine, the economy is not bad, and if you're struggling to make ends meet, it's all in your head. You're okay. If you think the economy is bad, that's a lie. They have not destroyed any economies with their warmongering and, oh, transfer of wealth to the wealthy. No, you're all right. You have enough. You're not hurting because leaders have destroyed our economies for war. Shut up. Stop protesting. We have diversity. We have inclusiveness. We're going to show you that. This is what the World Economic Forum wants you to think. My jaw hit the floor today when I received this news release. We're going to go through it. They're saying it's a new measure of quality of growth. Quality, they're saying. So even though economic measures are not good, growth is down, everything's more expensive. This is what they're saying, and I'm going to show it to you. Don't worry. I know you can't read that. We're going to zoom in a minute. What they're saying is, everything's bad, but instead, the economy is super great, though, when you look at factors like inclusion, sustainability, and resilience goals. So you can't pay for food for your family, but hey, things are sustainable, so you're fine. This reminds me of this episode of 30 Rock where Avery is kidnapped and she has to deliver the news in North Korea, and she's forced to say this.
And in food news, you've had enough to eat today.
That's supposed to be a joke, but it's literally what the World Economic Forum is saying. So let's take a look at what they're saying. They're saying we have a new framework about how to measure economies. It takes a holistic look at GDP alongside the quality of growth across 107 economies. It's focusing on, yes, we have an economic slowdown and we're estimated to fall to the lowest rate in three decades by 2030 amid ongoing economic and geopolitical shocks. But hey, we have this new thing called the Future of Growth Initiative.
But otherwise, Mrs. Lincoln, how was the theater last
night? Aimed at a new narrative for economic growth and supporting policymakers from around the world, together with economists and other experts in identifying the best pathways to balance growth, innovation, inclusion, sustainability, and resilience goals. So, you know, we don't need math anymore because the math tells us that the economy looks like this. Yeah, that's bad, right? When you look at how we have been stagnant in growth in the last 20 years or so. They say, though, it's not that bad if you use a metric called the inclusiveness pillar.
So new math. Let's roll out the Biden. This is what the Biden White House did, of course.
Right.
Roll out new math.
Right. Yeah. Oh, I love the chuckles, Philip. What are you chuckling about? Please.
Oh, I just love the new math. I love that it had in there that like, yeah, we know that everything is just absolute like shit for everybody right now economically, but
here's our new abacus
metric. So don't you worry. Yeah, exactly. Here's our new abacus.
We've added an extra row of beads over here.
Yeah.
And some of them are square.
Right. Yeah. Math is passe. We don't need that, right? Let's look at how they're using this inclusiveness pillar. It says it measures the extent to which an economy's trajectory includes all stakeholders in the benefits and opportunities it creates, and the resilience dimension, which captures the extent to which an economy's trajectory can withstand and bounce back from shocks. They have the highest average global scores. We're going to talk about how they're scoring this. It's out of 100. It's comical. So when you actually look around at your finances and you feel the pain at the grocery store, you're wrong to think that it's because of a bad economy. You should feel better if your country is doing things about inclusivity and sustainability, because look at how they score these things. On average, the world, or these 107 countries that they looked at, is doing pretty good at innovation. We're going to talk about how they scored this. Inclusiveness, the world's getting a 55. Sustainability, the world is getting 46. Resilience, yeah, 52.8. And, you know, this is based on subjective measurements. Look at this chart. Now, I know you're not going to be able to see it. It's going to be a crappy screenshot. I apologize. But basically, this is just a list of things that they asked experts to grade economies on to give them these scores, and then we're going to feed it to the public. So when they bellyache about a bad economy, we're going to be like, no, 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 no. Your economy is getting a 60% or a C plus or whatever, because they do things like green initiative, green inclusiveness, wealth inequality, gender parity. So don't worry about it. This is the new grading scale. It's a clear effort to gaslight people who are upset that their leaders have destroyed their economies, most of them
it's a participation award for the world. Like,
right. And by the way,
congratulations, buddy, you're doing a lot better than you think.
And it's not even that good. I mean, you look at those numbers. So wait a minute, 45% for innovativeness. Right. And 55% for inclusivity.
Well,
so
it's not really a percent, because if you look at how it was scored, it's like, let's look at the inclusiveness scale. If, you know, a country has healthy diet affordability, they get like 8 points. And so if you think, well, okay, the UK has healthy diet affordability, well, I wouldn't score that very high because food's expensive.
Well,
in
my
UK.
Point is, look at the difference here. The spread, 45% for innovativeness.
But they're not percentages, they're scores.
Well, even still, 45.
Yeah, but they're out of 100.
Right, it's out of 100. So 45 to 55. So you care, like, they're getting higher scores for inclusiveness rather than innovating and research and development and doing things, right?
Yes.
So they're doing more about inclusivity and diversity, which is what we just talked about the other night with Alaska Airlines and airline innovation, right? Where they're taking money away from research and development, and you wonder why airplanes are falling apart. And they're focusing on making sure that women and people of color are now flying the planes.
Right.
Yeah, and like where in this chart is the can buy groceries number? Where's that one at? Or can get gas to go to work? I don't see those numbers on there.
Rent not skyrocketing. Innovation. Yeah.
No,
exactly.
But, you get points for budget pluralism. I'm not exactly sure what that is. Green patents, civil rights, social mobility, gender parity in the labor force. So, you know, you may think, my economy sucks. I hate living here and I hate my leaders. Oh, but, you know, at least there's more women working at the business down the road, I guess. It's a clear attempt to gaslight people who are upset that their leaders have destroyed their economies with war, climate activism, all of these things we talk about. And it's insulting to the working class people that are protesting because diversity does not help them put food on the table. This was Clayton last week at the massive German farmer protest, where they said they are hurting because of the economy created by politicians.
Did you come here?
Well, we are, we stand together for the farmers, of what the government is doing to us, raising the prices, taking all the money from us, and then throwing it out to other countries where it would be much better to use for our infrastructure.
So I've seen some other farmers say, you know, money being sent to Ukraine. And when money could be better spent here with our own farmers and helping our own government.
Yeah, because I find it the most important people also here is the farmers, because without them, the whole infrastructure itself would collapse.
No money for war!
No money for war, is that what you said?
For oil.
No money for war, is that what you said?
For war.
No money for war, he just yelled.
Okay, so if only those people would look at Germany's inclusivity score, they could just go home. They'd feel better, right? They don't need to be out there.
You're not cold. Your business isn't going under. Your farm isn't collapsing. You can't, you know, grow crops anymore because your government. You're fine because we have inclusivity.
And sustainability, right?
Forget your sweet potatoes and your farm. You have sustainability.
All right, so let us know.
They need to print this up.
Yeah.
Or they need to print those scores up for the U.S. and go out and hand them to people like on the streets in San Francisco who are like, you know, like they're in a full fledged opioid epidemic and be like, no, you're actually doing all right there, bud. Here, look. There you go.
Here. Well, that's what we do already. And then we also give them additional drugs in San Francisco. So here's your flyer. Here's your inclusivity score.
Right.
And here's some extra drugs.
All the time when I see world leaders lately, I think of that 30 Rock clip. Just, you've had enough to eat. Right. You're all right. Knock it off.
We're going to go back to our bunker tonight with Klaus Schwab. I really hope you enjoyed watching this video. You know, YouTube thinks that you'll actually like this next video right here. It's personalized based on your own viewing habits. So if you watch the video, please leave a comment. Let us know what you think about it. And we will see you next time, everyone.